You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
President Biden is reportedly considering making a national televised address to discuss the recent unidentified flying objects.
The pressure is now mounting on the president to explain why exactly these unprecedented steps were needed.
I think it's time for the president to do an Oval Office address to the country and lay out what is going on.
My fellow Americans, there's a man on the moon. Those aliens are here.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I work by the rail track, and I have experienced headaches and coughing.
Every time I go outside, my throat gets scratchy.
This morning I woke up with my eyes swelled.
I gotta say, Secretary Buttigieg has been nowhere to be found on this issue.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Transfer Secretary Buttigieg
is not available. At the tone, please record your message.
You suck, you jackass.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, we mentioned yesterday that the State Department had withdrawn the nomination of an Ivy League professor. Oh, Ivy League professor. Who had made remarks, anti-Semitic remarks, basically. His name is James Cavallaro. And he'd been nominated to serve on the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights in the OAS, Organization of American States. But he made a lot of accused Israel of being an apartheid state. Well, it turns out he said something else that only turned up today in his social media. When Brandon was running for president in 2020, James Cavallaro called him a senile gaffe machine. I know. There's a good side to everybody, you see. That's what that proves. 844-500. I set that up. That's the prologue to the Brandon cuts today. He held a press conference on unidentified flying objects, which are now unidentified aerial objects, and he didn't take any questions. Again, he's a senile gaffe machine, but somebody got in a good question to him, and it really irritated Brandon. He hasn't been this mad since Corn Pop, who was a bad dude, pulled the straight razors out of the water barrel back in Delaware back in 1931. Cut 21. Are you compromised by your family's Chinese business deals? Give me a break, man. What's so funny? Do we amuse you?
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Do you find us funny? Funny how? Do I amuse you? So then after he gets asked that question, how?
I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
So this is what he says on his way out the door. Cut 22.
You come to my office and ask the question when you have more polite people with you.
Mr. President, why have you chosen Poland for your trip to mark anniversary of the war? And what's your message?
When are you speaking to President Xi, Mr. President?
It was just another day at the office, and he went to the hospital and got his annual physical checkup, which we'll never hear anything more about. And he's not going to be doing his cognitive assessment, Montreal Cognitive Assessment Test, whatever they call it, on live television either. But he did want to talk about the balloons or whatever they are. Cut 13.
We'll implement further measures to improve our capacity to detect unmanned objects in our airspace.
I knew we had unmanned objects in our airspace. I didn't know we had unmanned objectives in our airspace. But this is a bilateral response to this problem. NORAD, it's the United States and Canada, as Brandon was quick to assure us. Cut 4.
We acted in consultation with the Canadian government. I spoke personally with Prime Minister Trudeau and Kant from Canada on Saturday.
He spoke to Cam from Canada. Now, I know Cam Newton used to be the quarterback for the Patriots, and before that, the Panthers. And then there's Cameron Kerry. He's Liveshot's younger brother. Do you know Cam from Canada?
Taylor? I don't know a Cam from Canada, no.
He must be pretty high up there if Biden is talking to him over the weekend. What were these balloons? Cut 6.
We don't yet know exactly what these three objects were, but nothing right now suggests they were related to China's spy balloon program or that they were surveillance vehicles from any other country.
Well, so what exactly were they? Cut 7.
The intelligence community's current assessment is that these three objects were most likely balloons tied to private companies, recreation or research institutions studying weather or conducting other scientific research.
So we just shot them down. Shoot first, ask questions later. If a cop did that, he'd be in big trouble. Every Democrat racial arsonist in the country would be denouncing the cops, but Brandon just goes and shoots them down. Cut 9.
I want to be clear. We don't have any evidence that there has been a sudden increase in the number of objects in the sky. We're now just seeing more of them, partially because the steps we've taken to increase our radars, to narrow our radars.
What did he say? To increase our radar? And then what was the word he used after increase our radar? Narrow? Did he say narrow?
Yes.
Narrow our radar. Okay. Cut 10.
And we have to keep adapting our approach to dealing with these challenges.
To delaying dealing with these challenges. Cut 11.
But make no mistake, if any object presents a threat to the safety and security of the American people, I will take it down.
And make no mistake, if it's being used as a weather balloon or for recreation or for research purposes, I will also take it down. As long as the overnight polling and focus groups are indicating that I'm not getting high marks from the American people. And by the way, we're going to have an IRS audit of that newspaper photographer in Billings, Montana, who took the picture and has brought us to this sorry state of affairs. This unfortunate pass where I have to shoot down recreational balloons. Cut 19.
But I make no apologies, and we will compete.
Can we quote you on that, Mr. President? I make no apologies. Cut 17.
We waited until it was safely over water, which would not only protect civilians, but also enable us to recover substantial components for further analytics. And then we shot it down, sending a clear message. The violation of our sovereignty is unacceptable.
That none of that made any sense, did it, Taylor? I mean, he said that they wanted to wait until they got it over water because it was easier to recover. But my understanding is they couldn't recover anything once it got over water. It all sank to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean.
They've recovered correct? A few things.
Let's see. Cut 15.
When one of these high-altitude surveillance balloons entered our airspace over the continental United States earlier in the month, I gave the order to shoot it down as soon as it would be safe to do so. The military advised against shooting it down over land because of the sheer size of it. It was the size of multiple school buses and opposed a risk to people on the ground if it was shot down where people lived.
As opposed to a train derailment with letting toxic waste out of the wreckage, in which case we just decided to set everything on fire and kill all the domestic animals and fish and wildlife in the area. That was the safe way to go, because that's what I was advised to do by Secretary Buttigieg. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls when we come back. I love getting a good night's sleep, and I'm so excited because my sleep just received an upgrade. The MyPillow 2.0 is finally here, and I'm using it every night. It's fantastic. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over while you're sleeping. The MyPillow 2.0 is designed for coolness and engineered for comfort. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is offering a buy one, get one free special on the MyPillow 2.0 with code Howie. Available in four levels, it's machine washable and dryable. Don't trust my rave reviews? Well, if you don't love it, you can always return it with MyPillow's 10-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one offer today by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener square. Don't forget to use the code word Howie at checkout. Enhance your sleep quality today. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. That's 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Driving moon bats crazy every weekday from 3 to 7.
I don't want to hear anymore. Do you hear me? I don't want to hear anymore.
The Howie Carr Show returns.
Shut up, I say. Shut up.
After this. Looking for Howie Carr on YouTube? Well, you won't find him there.
Yee-hoo! Where are you?
Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
857 says, why haven't some research group, weather monitor groups, or private companies come forward to say the balloons are theirs? Shouldn't they want reparations? It's a good question, 857. I have an announcement to make. Honest Howie's balloon was shot down over Lake Huron. Since then, I've been suffering in all manner of pain from the loss of my beloved balloon. And I it can only be cured by an immediate payment of $10 billion. This will not stand. Shooting down Honest Howie's recreation balloon on the eve of Valentine's Day. 844-500-4242. HelloFresh delivers tasty recipes and fresh pre-portioned ingredients right to your door. And now they offer 40 weekly recipes to choose from. For more choices than ever before, get 65% off, plus get free shipping with code Howie65 at HelloFresh.com/Howie65. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is, what's your favorite Biden tell, i.e. that he's not telling the truth? For real, not a joke, no malarkey, not hyperbole, my word as a Biden, or not being facetious / solicitous?
My word as a Biden. I'm sticking with that.
33% say my word as a Biden. 61% say not a joke.
Okay. 844-500-4242. I'm just looking at some of the comments on some of these Don Lamone stories. Somebody says he's the dumbest man on TV. I don't think it's possible. That's like saying, you know, who's the smartest chicken in the pen. I mean, there's so many dumb people on TV. I don't think he's dumb, but I just don't think it's possible to come to a conclusion who's dumber than somebody else. 844-500-4242. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
The first balloon floated all the way across America. It flew over nuclear missile silos. They had plenty of time to shoot it down. If they saw it coming all the way from China, they never did a damn thing. And now what are we not talking about? We're not talking about Nord Stream 2. We're not mentioning anything about the top-secret documents. I mean, at first I was a little hesitant, but now, after finding more out about Nord Stream 2, now finding more about it, it's an obvious wag the dog. It's an obvious cover-up. They want to change the subject as fast as they can because it was taking so much air. When we look back and we see what Biden said on the footage, that the Nord Stream 2 will not continue. It's on a video. He says that he threatens it just like he
No, he does. And his same. Woman, Victoria Nuland, says exactly the same thing. And she's a big hawk on against Russia, too. She said the same thing.
Reminds me of
I was surprised the other day when we had Donald Trump on that he said he wasn't sure. He didn't necessarily buy that was a true story. That kind of surprised me that he said that.
But you got to remember, who's protecting him right now? Secret Service. I mean, Trump's still attached to America. He's got to be careful what he says because, you know, he's not like them. You know, he tries to bring respect and honesty to the platform of being a president, and he does that in a way, in his own way. You know, I think he told us in a little way. I think he kind of hinted by saying that, you know, it doesn't seem like it was in the best interest of America to do that. But at the same time, he says, I mean, why would Russia do that? Why would China do that? It only makes sense what's going on. We have our own hydro.
No, I agree. That's the most telling point to me in Seymour Hersh's story that's on Substack about the saying that the United States blew it up. I mean, I don't know why we would do it. But we have more reason to do it, I guess, just because everything's out of control in this government than Russia or Germany. I don't think China has the capability. I mean, they could probably do it if it was in the South China Sea, but it's not. It's in the Baltic Sea. How are they going to, you know, mount an operation like that without being detected by somebody? I don't know. Thanks for the call, Alan. 844-500-4242. I like the way Biden said too today that he said they detected it as soon as it arrived, as soon as it reached the continental United States. Does that mean Alaska is not the continental United States? I mean, it's one of the 50 states, isn't it? I mean, isn't it as serious if it's over Alaska as it is over the lower 48, as they call them?
Well, yeah, find out maybe yesterday, the day before, that we had watched this balloon launch from China.
They've
been monitoring the whole time, and they knew its flight path, so why wouldn't they just shoot it down before it even got to Alaska, or as soon as it entered Alaskan airspace?
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is, Taylor, I mean, they have new stories every day, every hour, it seems like, you know? And so after a while, it just all begins to wash over you. You can't trust them on anything. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, how you doing? I want to know the train toxic area. You remember, I tell Gray, do you remember the top wetman? He was in charge in PBA. He said, oh, going in.
Yeah, the former governor. Your former governor. Christy Todd Whitman. Yeah.
Yes. You see, say, oh, it's safe to go 9/11 in the building. You can go inside and dig and dig, and everybody hacked. A lot of people had cancer.
Right.
He lied to the people.
Yeah, I mean, would you go back there now? I wouldn't go back there now. Would you drink the water? The EPA in Ohio is saying you can drink the water. I don't think so. DeWine was saying the other day, he'd stick to bottled water. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. So people are ripping Don Lamone for his non-apology apology. He failed to even mention the GOP presidential candidate's name or the word sorry. The glaring omission was quickly pounced. It was pounced upon by critics. If it was pounced upon, it must have been Republican critics, because only Republicans pounce. This isn't an apology, and how about directing this at the woman you insulted, said a Fox News reporter. A simple, heartfelt, I'm terribly sorry would do profoundly more than an artful dodge CYA tweet, another person said. If Nikki Haley isn't in her prime, how would you describe Joe Biden? Is he in his prime? I think he's past his expiration date. I don't think that a supermarket would be allowed to sell a cut of prime meat that was so far beyond its expiration date as Joe Biden is. Okay, Sam Brenton. He's the guy. He was the head of nuclear waste or some such thing. He's an MIT grad. He's transgender, and he's appeared at official state events in Paris, or some kind of diplomatic events in Paris with Dr. Rachel Levine. And, he was in a dress. I think she was in a – Rachel Levine, formerly Richard Levine, former football player, was in a dress. But this is the guy who – he has a lot of baggage because he steals women's luggage. He was arrested in Minnesota for stealing a woman's luggage from an airport baggage carousel. And then he was arrested again in Nevada for stealing a woman's bag off of a baggage carousel at the Harry Reid Airport. I'll throw up every time I say that, the Harry Reid Airport. Good Lord. But anyway, so yesterday, he's now a former, there are things that can get you fired in the Biden administration, believe it or not. Even if you're transgender and you went to MIT, not many things can, but he got fired. So he was in Minnesota yesterday for his first court appearance, and they hit him coming in and then leaving the courtroom. And these aren't the old style TV reporters where what you do is you get a list of questions and you just shout them out one after another, boom, 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 so that the camera can you don't have to have any jump cuts or cutaways or anything like that. Or there's two or three of you in one place, and you shift off the questions, and each one is shouting a new question as the other person thinks up the next question. But these guys did a good job. I mean, they don't get the kind of training we used to get in local TV news. So they were just and of course the questions. It's important that the questions be extremely insulting, because you're trying to get a reaction. I mean, it's hard to get a guy like Sam Brenton to come around and try to punch you in the face, but you're just trying to get him to at least hiss something at you. And they did a good job. It didn't work. But here he's coming into court, and this is a reporter asking Sam Brenton about what happened with stealing the women's luggage. Cut 9.
Samuel, I've got some questions. Why'd you steal a woman's dirty clothes? What'd you do with the suitcase full of clothes? Are you wearing any of those clothes today?
Actually, it sounds better on audio than it did on the video. I mean, it was good on video, but it actually sounded pretty damn good right then. Now, this is even better. I got to set this one up, though, for people with short memories. Do you remember a senator named Larry Craig? He was from Idaho. He had a wife, but he was pretty much of a confirmed bachelor, if you know what I mean. And so he would be flying. There's no direct flights, I don't think, from D.C. to Idaho. So his stopover every week or so, he was very familiar with the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport. And so there's maybe it's in all airports, but this airport had an infamous men's room where particular people congregated, shall we say. And Larry was arrested. Senator Craig was arrested there one day in this restroom at the airport where Brenton was arrested stealing the baggage. And So he remember he said they said, what were you doing there and why were your legs spread? And he said, well, I have a wide stance. And then the undercover cop that was in the next stall saw him reaching down on the ground of the men's room. And they said, what were you doing reaching down on the men's room floor, Senator? And he said, I was picking up some toilet paper off the floor. Because, you know, that's what you do when you're in a restroom, right? A public restroom. You pick up some toilet paper that's fallen on the floor. So I'm just setting that up because he's going to be asked about this. Cut, Ted.
Are you here for an interview with the Walz administration? Did you visit the Larry Craig restroom? Do you have any comments on the train disaster in Ohio? You're an expert in these things.
Why would you want some lady's dirty clothes?
I give the guy extra points for bringing up the Larry Craig restroom at the airport. It was a long time ago. For aficionados of Scandal, it brings back memories. 844-500-4242. All right, that reporter should get a Pulitzer, says 339. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, justice and equity demand that Sam Brenton be charged with conspiracy to steal women's clothing because he was there by himself.
I don't get it. I'm sorry, Dennis.
Isn't he a they?
He is a they. Yes, you know what? He is a they, and that was the story. Every time the New York Post, that's why I read about him most often. They use it. Brenton was charged with committing this crime, and they will be arraigned. And it always confuses me. It disorients me to see the mixed up pronouns.
He should throw down a gauntlet with the prosecutor. Why aren't I being charged with conspiracy? How insensitive you are!
Oh, I got it. Okay, so he's conspired because he couldn't have done it by himself. There must be a conspiracy. I got it. I'm sorry. I was missing your point, Dennis. I apologize. 844. Now he's still facing these charges in Minnesota. This was just his first appearance. I think this is federal court. I'm pretty sure there would have been cameras inside the courtroom. And by the way, you know, this was reported by the right wing alternate media in Minneapolis, St. Paul. The local newspapers are just beyond weak. I know this is a recurring theme on the Howie Carr Show, but they don't do any reporting. I mean, the Star Tribune, they call it the Red Tribune now. I mean, that used to be like a semi-decent newspaper. And the St. Paul paper is owned by the same people that own all the newspapers, and they're all just irrelevant. Anyway, 844-500-4242. I wanted to start talking a little bit about the situation in East Palestine and what a mess this whole thing is. And this is an amazing tweet that was sent out by Governor Mike DeWine, who has not exactly covered himself in glory. He's the Republican governor of Ohio, who advised people to go back to East Palestine, but not to drink the water. Stick to the bottled water, which I don't find that terribly reassuring if I lived there. But anyway, this is what he tweeted out this morning. I spoke with the White House early this morning to address the need for federal help in East Palestine. As a result of this conversation, I have requested assistance from the U.S. Department of Health, Human Services, Health and Emergency Response Team, and CDC to provide direct support. And then this is the next tweet. The DeWine administration has been in daily contact with FEMA to discuss the need for federal support, but FEMA continues to advise that Ohio is not eligible for assistance at this time. How is that possible? Ukraine has gotten how much? $100 billion? How much of the illegal aliens? They're talking about that's costing billions of dollars a year to put them up in all these fancy hotels and give them whatever they need, including cell phones, including legal assistance when they get arrested for abusing their spouses or just mugging or killing an American citizen who's on his or her way to a job. So people in Ohio are not eligible for assistance at this time. I will continue working with FEMA to determine what assistance can be provided. Why doesn't he just say the only people in East Palestine are either Ukrainians or illegal alien MS-13 gangbangers? Then they'd be flying in all kinds of money, all kinds of supplies. 844-500-4242, 978 says, FYI, one person can be charged with conspiracy to commit a crime. It's permissible. My 3 years in law school is not wasted. Okay, you can conspire with yourself? I guess you can conspire with yourself sometimes, but I think I'll leave it there. With Joe Biden's rollout of a non-cash economy, the government may soon be spying on all private transactions of every American. That's some scary stuff. The Democrats are committed to destroying our free society and our constitutional right to privacy. Gold will soon be the only form of anonymous wealth permitted by the deep state, which is why Americans are now racing to buy gold to protect their money from unconstitutional spying before it's too late. Learn how to reclaim your power over your hard-earned money through Monetary Gold's free guide, FedCoin, a privacy threat. Call Monetary Gold at 800-267-6500 to protect your retirement money from the threat of FedCoin and financial spying. Historically, gold has always been the ultimate inflation hedge and has served as an accepted form of currency across all cultures for more than 6,000 years. In this time of uncertainty, gold is here to stay. Through this guide, learn why wealthy Americans and smart investors choose gold, always. Call Monetary Gold at 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr. He doesn't pay any heed to climate change doomsday predictions.
Why is it you liberals, no matter what subject you're talking about, you always get around to that? You guys got more ways for the world to end than a dog's got fleas.
Howie Carr is back.
781 says blue and yellow are the new Ohio hues. Well, they should be. And then they'd be getting plenty of assistance. More than everyone would soon be flying to Paris for the shopping sprees like Zelensky's wife did before Christmas. 844-500-4242. Ted, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ted.
Howie, listen, man. I understand the dynamic is that Don Lemon is like some kind of woman-hating pervert. I get it, but is the truth any defense? Like, isn't Nikki Haley also past her prime?
I mean, what does that mean, though, past her prime? I mean, maybe she can't give birth to children. But, I mean, I think Margaret Thatcher didn't become Prime Minister of Great Britain until she was, 54, I read today. That has nothing to do with, your ability to have children doesn't affect your ability to do anything else, does it? I mean, there are guys who can't have kids. I mean, people have said Bill Clinton was sterile, you know, that he couldn't have kids. That's why Chelsea looks like Webb Hubble. I mean, does that mean? I mean, you know, down through history, there've been eunuchs who were very good generals. I mean, Narses from in the Byzantine Empire. That doesn't have anything to do with anything, though, does it, ultimately, Ted?
Okay, but if Biden nominated Nick to be a general, wouldn't you comment on that? Wouldn't you be like, well, also it's worth noticing that this guy's a eunuch?
Well, there haven't been any eunuchs. But what I'm saying is, in those days when they had eunuchs in the courts, and it wasn't just the Byzantine Empire, the Ottomans had, everybody did in those days, you could somehow rise to the top in spite of having the, you could say Narcissus was never in his prime once they did the operation to him, but he got the job done. And it's just, it was a ridiculous thing for him to say. I don't think you could defend it, really. Victor, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Victor.
Hey, Howie. You know, with this situation in East Palestine, it's obvious that Buttigieg and Biden are not in the least bit interested in going along with the other watermelons who scream up and down about the environment. Maybe Trump could go and have a rally there and support the people.
Victor, that's not a bad idea in one sense, but on the other hand, they would say he's playing politics with it, wouldn't they? Don't you think that's the way it would play out?
It would really put them on the spot, Biden and Buttigieg.
I know. You know what gets me is that this doesn't seem to be on the front burner as far as mainstream media is concerned. I mean, they're doing a little bit on it, but this has got good video, you know, and that's what they always say about TV. You need good video. I mean, you have those mushroom clouds or the plumes, whatever you want to call them, of the black smoke. You have the dead fish in the stream. You have the dead chickens. You have all the rail cars overturned. I mean, it's just there's a lot of stuff to work with for video, and you would think, and if Donald Trump were the president and they could somehow lay this at his doorstep, I don't even remember who was the transportation secretary. Was it Elaine Chao, wasn't it? Mitch McConnell's wife, I believe. If they could lay it at Donald Trump's footsteps, this would be the biggest thing since Hurricane Katrina, which wasn't even that much of George Bush's fault. That was the incompetence of the Democrat governor and the Democrat mayor of New Orleans. But they blamed it on Bush because it was convenient. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And let's play the Chris Cuomo cut about how he was going to kill everybody. This was from yesterday, but we haven't had the sound cut.
Accepted. I had to accept because I was going to kill everybody, including myself. Things can consume you. Italians are so passionate. And I really had to fight against that because, you know, just like you did, I got too many people counting on me.
Lay off whatever you're on, Fredo. You know, get right with God. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.